Okay, we're recording.
Hey, evening folks, it is a few minutes past six, July 17, 2024. I call this, business meeting in the National Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Secretary Holland.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
And, Treasurer Heath and Vice Chairman Law are absent this evening.
Okay, well, we do have 3 out of 5 directors, so we do have a forum and can conduct it. Public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Any takers? Okay, going once, going twice. I take that as a no. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of June 26, 2024.
Put forth the motion and approve the June 26, 2024 minutes.
Okay. Discussion. Okay. All those in favor of approving the NAA public minutes of June 26, 2024, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Treasurer's report, approval of the June 2024 financial statements subject to audit and approval of the projected FY 2025 budget.
Chairman Woods, I spoke with Treasurer Heath earlier today, and in regards to the budget, he said he would like to review that with me and present to the board next time he is at a meeting, whether it's next month or the following month.
Okay. Okay, so I think we're going to table these 2 items until our next meeting.
So is our next meeting going to be in September, and we historically skipped August?
We have historically taken 1 month off in the summer, and we can discuss that a little bit. Communication, none listed. So that brings us to reports, our reports. For the month of June, 6,733 operations, up 297 from May. 5% increase, and year to year up by 442 or 7%, and year to date we are up 1% in terms of operations. All good numbers. Airport manager's report, please.
Okay, recent events, we've had none. This is rather abbreviated tonight. We have our upcoming Wheels and Wings event on Saturday, September 21st. And other items of interest, again, I don't have a lot to discuss this month. It's been business as usual at the airport. Looking forward to welcoming a couple of new tenants into this building. Within the next 2 months, we'll have Tivoli and Pilot Workshops moving in to be tenants. The flight simulator people, Nashville Flight Simulator, as you all know, Steve Cunningham passed, that is still in limbo. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen with that yet. Other news, we recorded the lease with the Registry of Deeds for the lots adjacent to 79 Perimeter for Infinity Aviation. Greg Leeson can now establish the tax lots for the City of Nashville and move forward with construction of his new hangar development. I put a couple of calls out to Mr. Nyko from Nye Aviation. I've not heard back from Nye, and neither is Greg, and they are doing the sewer project together. Matt, have you heard from Nye at all?
Have not.
No. Okay. So we're still waiting to hear from Mr. Coe on that. But it looks like Greg's ready to go, and he'll be meeting with the city, like I said, to get the tax laws formed.
Okay.
That's about all I have. Anybody have any questions?
Is the weatherman better? Is that why the operations are up?
If you like sweltering hot, sure.
I get to the altitude.
There won't be any flying this evening, I can tell you.
I
get
to the altitude? I just got fired at 10,100 TA the other day.
High for here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, we have had some good weather, and where there is, there's been a lot of activity. So, yeah, good news.
Yeah, we got cooked out in Springfield last week.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
What's your name? Yeah. Or actually, Springfield,
Vermont. Oh, Springfield, Vermont. Yeah, okay.
Cooked out there. That brings us to the engineer's report.
Okay. Good evening. Matt Karen with Gale Associates, accompanied by Mark Sariano and Dean Carrion, also Gale Associates. Similar to Chris's update, not much since we last met. The taxiway Alpha, as we discussed, the pre-construction meeting took place on May 9th, 2024. Anticipated construction start date is the first week of August. As of this update, we were still waiting on comments from the FAA on the CFPP. I did reach out and spoke with Sean Tiny this morning. He is going to nudge the additional lines of business at FAA that they're waiting for or waiting on to see if they have any comments, but today he said there's nothing of like any interest. So I'm not expecting anything new, but that process still needs to take place. And he is going to nudge them along, as I mentioned. The Dolphin and Foxtrot, both of the closeout paperwork for the BIL and the AIP funds were submitted back on July 3rd. Once final payment is received, we'll remove this project from the update. The AWOC project, the advertisement for bid, if you recall last month, I think we met end of June, that was to go out for July 1st. That did. There's a bid opening date on July 24th. The pre-bid meeting was conducted on July 10th. There were two contractors that attended that pre-bid meeting. Mark Binney or Chris, I know you three were on that call. Was not anything of interest that took place in that.
There were no questions from contractors we haven't received. Today was the last day for any questions, and so far we haven't received any. So hope that's good news for next Tuesday.
Yeah. Land acquisition project, again, just waiting on the funding to come in from FAA and NHDOT on that project. And just as an aside, as I mentioned last month, we have not seen the funding start to filter out some of the airports yet. So that's still, it's not like Nashville's an anomaly. There's no funding going out just yet for any of the other airports either.
Is that anomalous to like funding in general? Like usually?
I think typically the funding starts rolling like middle of July, end of July, when we start seeing it. There's been a couple inquiries from the FAA on some of the grant applications we've submitted for some other airports. Minor updates that they have asked for, so that leads me to believe that they're in the process of pushing these things through, and I think I'm hopeful that funding will start to come up pretty soon. Because there are a lot of really big projects out there, construction projects, that need to get started before it's too late to do pavement projects.
On that note, real quick, how the first one there would be a taxiway.
Yep.
Obviously, first week of August is pretty close. Is that without that happening, that second pass happening, is that jeopardize that first week of August? Technically,
you know, I don't know if it does or it doesn't. That's something that, again, that's why I wanted to get in front of FAA and just see if he could politely nudge some of the other lines of business. I'll follow up with him again in a week and just see if he's been successful on that. Continental's worked out here, as you know, multiple times
right
in the past. They do move pretty quickly, so I don't foresee any issues in getting that work done.
Does that kind of just roll day to day, week to week, if these lines of business
are
not so pokeable?
It would need to be in place before there'd be any sort of confidence in moving forward with the project. There's probably some things that they could get started doing, but yeah, that needs to be in place.
But it's somewhat dynamic in that it's like, either the first week or August, or forget it, it could be second week or third.
That's my understanding. Kind of, we were talking with Bruce from Continental, and it wasn't like he was like, obviously,
I got this little spot.
He was like,
yeah,
we're targeting like first week in August. So
okay.
Seems like there's some flexibility there, but we'll maintain communication with them and pass along any update that may come from that.
Let's see.
Tower sighting study. The last meeting, that was on May 8th. This is a little bit old. Nothing really has changed since last month, other than to say, Chris, there is a meeting tomorrow with the tower sighting study team. They did receive the three locations that the airport had proposed, two of them which are outside of this parking lot here, the other one that's down off of the recently acquired land that the airport had purchased, or right next to that. I'm hoping that there is some resolution as to whether or not one or more of those locations that you've identified is suitable for the tower, because that's actually been holding up our ability to go into the environmental site assessment. We need
a site.
We've been waiting for quite some time. I know they peppered Chris with a million different questions on the size of the cab and the structure and this and that. This project, or the funding for this project, was never intended to do a design of the tower, so we're kind of operating, I guess, using similar type cab designs. I think it was like
45,
40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40 So I'm hoping that they have tomorrow some updates on that, and we have a site and a plan to move forward with. So next month or the September meeting, whichever comes first, we'll update you all on that. Center line, crack seal, and RSA repairs. If you recall from last month, we talked a little bit about this in the airport doing the runway safety area repairs with some on-site materials that they have. That's still in the works. I would say that this project's taken a little bit of a backseat to the AWOS project. You've really been focusing on that project, getting the bids in, getting grant applications set up for that, and moving forward with that project. Crack sealing's not anticipated to start until next spring anyways, if you remember from our previous discussion. We've done some work at another airport in Massachusetts with a contractor that did some groove and seal, and they're interested in actually submitting a bid for the crack seal project. So we've been maintaining the outreach and hopeful that next time we rebid this, we'll have at least one, if not multiple, bids on the project. I think it'll be a little bit more enticing if we do pull the RSA work out, because some of the companies that would otherwise submit on the crack sealing project may not have submitted last time because the RSA work, sort of scared them off, or they don't do that type of work. So I think we're in pretty good shape moving forward with the crack seal project.
So maybe I missed it, but is the homegrown option to fly?
No, it will.
Oh, okay.
The homegrown being...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, that's still in the works. We discussed that with FAA. There's no issues in doing that. I just wanted to get with Chris. We haven't had a chance yet. Mark, myself, Andy, and Chris to sit down, talk about what material, what should come first, how that sort of gets put down and compacted. So that discussion still needs to take place. And the last general item is the rezoning of Amherst Street. Since the last meeting, I did not have a chance to reach out to the gentleman we worked with. I will put that on my to-do list and report back on that. But I have not heard from them otherwise. I don't know if you have heard from them.
Has Chairman
Ma
been in those conversations with
the rezoning Not with us. I would imagine that they've spoken with him because he holds a lot of real estate over there.
I would imagine they probably have done some outreach to a lot of businesses along that. I mean, I would like to think if I was running some sort of like update to the zoning, I would do outreach to businesses and stuff. The meeting that I attended with Chris was a one and done. They were just interested in hey, how does the airport fit into the space over here? You know what I mean? And they were interested in those imaginary services, but that was the first only meeting that I attended with them.
There's no deep curiosity. I don't think Brian's been here the last 2 meetings. So.
Have heard
his input on that side.
And that is all I have. If there's any questions on any project?
Just one question.
Yeah, please.
What happens when there's only one bidder on a project? Does that have to go through some extra process with FAA, or would they accept the bid?
No, they accept that bid.
Okay.
Yeah. It's better to have multiple, as you can imagine, get some competition in there and kind of drive the price down. What scares me a little bit about, having bid this thing once and then doing bidder outreach is if there's only like one person that bids, the price is 10% on the higher side. So competition is always good, and we'll continue to reach out to multiple contractors as we get closer to rebidding the thing and see if we can entice a few more to throw their hat in the ring on it.
Okay. Any other questions this evening for Matt? Okay, moving along. Committees, we have none at the moment. Old business, Greg is not in the room, but is there anything Christian can pass along?
Nope. He's, like I said, he's going to be going to the city with Gale Engineering to establish the tax laws next.
Okay. And it sounds like there's nothing from the ICE.
Nothing so far.
Okay. Brings us to new business. This isn't on the agenda, but as was mentioned a short while ago, we usually take one month off in the summer, and I suppose we do, that would be August. Can anyone think of any issues with doing that again this year?
Are there any business coming up that needs our attention?
It sounds like Dave wants to present the budget.
Yeah, but he can do that the following month.
Okay. Okay, so we need a motion.
No, that's just an administrative thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in that case,
see you in September.
Yeah, month off in August, and have our next business meeting in September.
Might be
there meetings or so. Upcoming events, as Chris mentioned, we have Wheels and Wings on September 21. Hopefully, I'll have an airplane that I can taxi out to.
Well, you can keep the calling on it.
I'm going to say, just go out there.
I'm not going to email now?
No, the airplane's in my hangar and the cylinders are in Fishburne.
A lot of flying
getting done.
No, not a lot.
You
can get the cockpit of a room.
He does.
Yeah.
Let's see. Public input. As we come to a close here, going once, going twice. Okay. Director Thomas, I'll start with that.
Happy summer, everyone. Great to be here and great to see you. Always nice to come back to this great airport. Looking forward to doing some flying. Out of nothing.
And okay, it's good to see you again, Jessica. Always glad to have you here. And you said you might be able to attend September?
Maybe. No, it might be a record.
Oh, that'd be cool. Apart from that, it sounds like things are going relatively smooth, so always happy to hear that. Joe?
Just third it again. Good job, everybody. Appreciate everything. Quiet is good. So, see you in September. Stay cool.
Yeah, definitely. Stay cool and stay hydrated. That was staying hydrated was the big message of the contest last week. So, motion to adjourn.
Put it forth.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, meeting is adjourned.